Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu narrates a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a fantastic hadith. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that when a person, three times does dua for paradise, that Allah enter me into paradise, allow me to enter into paradise. Allahumma adkhalna jannata. When an individual three times requests Allah, that Allah, please send me into paradise, please allow me to enter into paradise, then Allah Ta'ala states that Jannah intercedes for him. Oh Allah, this individual, he is asking for me, so Allah allow him to enter into paradise. What a great, great statement. What a great point and fact, alhamdulillah. Then, when the individual says, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, three times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Then Jahannam, hell, says, oh my Lord, give him protection and freedom from hellfire. So what a great recitation for going into Jannah and to be saved from hellfire. Our Holy Prophet, our great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in what a great way, with great methods, he advised us how to ask for Jannah, how to be saved from hell. He made it easy for us. Despite the fact that this hadith, we probably have heard it various times, but shaitan, he tricks the human being. At the time of dua, he doesn't allow us to remember these great statements and advices of the Prophet. They leave our minds. Whenever you do dua, make dua, he'll put something else into your mind. Ask for this, ask for this, ask for this. And such a great statement and request that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, He takes that out of our minds. So make it a habit. Make it a habit that definitely, along with your dua, three times we should ask, Allahumma adkhulna jannata, Allahumma adkhul jannata, Allahumma adkhulna jannata. Oh Allah, enter me into paradise. Ya Allah, enter me into paradise. Ya Allah, enter me into paradise. Allow me to go into paradise. Three times. And three times. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save me from hell. Ya Allah, save me from hell. Ya Allah, save me from hell. And we see that when we ask this, if we ask this, can there be anything more simple than this? The first thing is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you do this, then we are increasing our certainty on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't do this, that means we are lacking certainty. We think, oh, how can this be? If asked for this, I'll get paradise and I'll be saved from hell just by doing this. I've done so many sins, I've done this and that, I've done wrong. So the first point, alhamdulillah, that we should have belief and certainty in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't have yaqeen, then we can never attain this. If we have certainty, then we will never lose that gain. We will never lose it. Remember, the more a person has belief, certainty, and yaqeen in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words, he came with a message. He was the messenger of Allah. And he came to give us these things, explain these things to us, tell us these things, advise us these things. Every second, every moment of life, he advised us what we should do. So for any statement that has emanated from the blessed, honorable statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can it be not beneficial for us? But because we are weak in our certainty, we don't have belief, then we don't do the amal, we don't do the action. In other words, this is such a fantastic deed, but due to us lacking certainty and not having yaqeen, we don't do the action. So we should have strong conviction that when I do this dua three times, inshallah, I will go to paradise and inshallah, I'll be saved from hell. And the point behind all of this is what? That there's no doubt. For example, if we don't pray salah, if we sin, or if we do wasteful actions, we are weak and we are not religious, we have thousands of defects and deficiencies in us, that's fine. That's correct. Today that could be the case. But tomorrow maybe we could be better, and this, you know, tomorrow we may not be as bad. Yes? Or for example, it's not necessarily that tomorrow you will feel like doing wrong. Subhanallah, we can leave that, the wrong. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he changes us and improves us, and tomorrow we can become better human beings. Who knows? Yeah, Allah could improve us. So a person shouldn't lose hope, determination. The benefit of these du'as, when the Prophet ﷺ says, do these du'as, then you definitely acquire that. And in that, Allah Ta'ala, due to the barakah of those du'as, blessings of du'as, Allah Ta'ala then gives that person the tawfiq, the ability to implement actions for paradise. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Direct, for example, you say, Allah, I want to be saved from bad deeds, from sins. Then Allah Ta'ala, due to the barakah, the blessings of these du'as, Allah then allows and enables the human being to do actions that lead him to Jannah. Allah creates the means that he then, if he adopts those means, he goes and travels towards Jannah, paradise. So never think that I'm sinful, how can I do these du'as, supplications, how can I pray, how can I become pious as the sister or the people. No, some people say, no, I can't be like this. Me? Oh no, it's beyond me. Too hard, too difficult, how can I become pious? What are you talking about? People, they totally lose hope and determination. Totally despondent. No, I'm not worthy of this, not for me. Oh, the question doesn't arise that I could be in this category of people, etc. Fair enough. Fair enough, shaitan has made us lose hope. But can't we do an action like this? It's not necessarily you have to pray salah. It's not necessarily you have to do wudu. Yes, just to make this a habit. Okay, when I go to sleep, then 3 times I will recite this. When I go to lie down on my mattress, 3 times I say, the Allahumma adkhilna jannata. Okay, if I don't know Arabic, I can learn it in Urdu. Oh Allah Ta'ala, allow me to go into paradise. Allah, enter me into paradise. Ya Allah Ta'ala, enter me into paradise. Yes? And in the same way, a person can say that Allah Ta'ala, I seek refuge from hell. Ya Allah, I seek protection from hell. Ya Allah, I seek refuge from hell. Ya Allah, save me from hell. Ya Allah, save me from hell. So make this a habit that when you're going to sleep, doesn't matter how bad you are, doesn't matter how sinful you are, doesn't matter how many things you've done wrong, at the time of sleeping, make this a habit that 3 times I'm going to recite this, say this, state this. Don't forget, shaitan will make you forget, but don't lose hope. Because one thing you have in your hearts and our hearts is we have Iman, we've recited the Kalima. Okay, we're sinful, we're extremely sinful. But remember this, Iman is present, isn't it, within us? Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman. So therefore, we shouldn't lack or lose hope. Even if we're sinful, Allah, I swear by Allah, if we see, I swear by Allah and say this, that if you practice this deed and try it out, the biggest of sins of your life will start to be eliminated and finished. So before you sleep, make this a habit. Not this that, for example, it's only the sinful person who recites it. No, even those who are good, upright, righteous recite this. Just like a person is on a bad track today, he may become good tomorrow. How do we know that if we're good today, we won't become bad tomorrow? We have no guarantee. So these are securities, protection that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. Security. To protect us, to safeguard us. Persons protected through these things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So in this there's a tariqah, a method, because a person forgets. So the method is, the person should fix and allot a time, then he'll never forget. The best time is at the time of waking up in the morning and at the night time when laying down. If you appoint these 2 times, don't do anything else at the time. When you get up, you don't have to do anything else. Straight away you get up, and you just sit down on your mattress, on your bed, and make this dua, supplication, Allah, enter me into paradise. Ya Allah, allow me to go into paradise. Ya Allah, save me from the hellfire. Ya Allah, protect me from the hellfire. And raise your hands, do that dua, and wipe your hands, and do this dua. Then send one durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to whom we've got these keys to paradise and to be saved from hell. Then inshallah, nur ala nur, light beyond light. Say this 3 times, 3 times, then recite durood, sharif, durood, paak on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are virtues for that on its own anyway. When, as soon as you recite them, from Allah 10 rahmas will come and 10 rewards and all the rewards for reciting durood. What a great and brilliant method. We have the doors open for us. Sinful, we shouldn't worry, I'm going to become pious first, then I'll do good deeds. No, you're doing a good thing anyway to become good. You're saying good things become. So from today, all the brothers and sisters, everybody who is listening, please share this with others. Deliver this learning to others. We can't do big deeds and we can't be righteous and pious. At least we can do this action. Is it difficult in doing this action that we've learned today, discussed today? Is it? Make it a habit. That's it. End of story. I wake up in the morning, three times I'll recite. In the night time before sleeping, three times I'll recite and say this to Allah. Then leave the rest to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, and recite one durood on the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we do this, and leave the rest to Allah. That's it. Just say this with love. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasul. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Just say that. That's it. And the angels, they will also intercede and testify, and they'll present that durood at the court of the Holy Prophet. Ya Allah, he's sinful. When he gets up, he recites durood, and when he sleeps, he recites durood on you. They will deliver them. Then subhanallah, see the love of Rasulullah comes to him. Rasulullah say, him, the sinful person? They'll say, the angels, yes, he's sinful. He remembers me when sinning? Yes, Rasulullah, he remembers you when sinning. When he remembers me when he's sinful, then why shouldn't I remember him, says Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. And he is merciful. So do you understand what I've said? So I was about to start dhikr, and I had started dhikr, and then the thought and the bayan came. I had no desire or plan to give a bayan, but in my heart I had the intention, let's share something good. Let me share something good with my friends, something simple through which we can get Jannah and we can be saved from hell. We keep talking about big deeds, recite this many thousand this many thousand this, 5,000 this. But sometimes the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us small prescriptions for sinful people like us, that we may not have the tawfiq to do big deeds. Via the small deeds, a person gains success. And when a person gets successful via small deeds, then he starts to do big amal, big deeds, and he's grateful. Allah have become good, now righteous, then he starts to do big and righteous deeds, larger scale actions. Brothers, will we practice this? True promise? Look, in between, we started dhikr. Allah Ta'ala instilled this into my mind, this beautiful hadith. This came into my mind, Allah Ta'ala instilled it into my mind that this hadith should be shared with brothers. What a beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the great companion, beloved companion, has Anas bin Malik, qala qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, when a person lies down on his bed and he recites Allahumma adkhilna jannata, is there anyone who can reject this, the simplicity of this, and doesn't believe in this? Then he will be the biggest loser who says, I can't believe in this. He'll be zindiq. He'll be shaitan, evil. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is advising us, then how can Jannah not be acquired? The every leaf of Jannah, how can Jannah dare not to allow us to enter? If the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then how can Jannah dare for a moment not to be allowed to enter? Allahumma adkhilna jannata. And ask for refuge from hell. Recite this. So we do the dua three times. We ask Allah to save us from hell. And is it difficult? Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Hell will also speak out itself. Hell. Tell me why? Because the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructed, ordered, that speak about my ummati. That don't send him to me. Subhanallah. And Jannah will ask Allah, allow him to come into me. Subhanallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi yasraji mahadir
May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Ya Allah, you know, stick and we're gonna give him our mom. یا جو شیطانی وساوس کے ذریعے گناہی معاف فرما, اے معاف فرمانے والے تو معافی کو پسند فرماتا ہے, اے میرے رب تو تو روز دن پکارتا ہے, یا اللہ سحر سے لے کے یاد تک تو یہ پکارتا ہے, ہے کوئی بندہ جو مجھ سے معافی مانگے, یا اللہ تو تو معافی کو پسند فرماتا ہے, مانگنے کو پسند فرماتا ہے, یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما اپنا رحم فرما, اے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ اپنے غضب کو, اے اللہ اپنے غضب کو, یا اللہ اپنے غضب کو رحمت میں تبدیل فرما دے, یا اللہ ہماری بیماریوں کو شفا میں تبدیل فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے پریشانیوں کو آفت میں تبدیل فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے آنسوؤں کو, ہمارے چیخ اور پکار کو میرے مولا تو اپنی رحمت میں چھپا لے, یا رحم رحیم ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمیں گھر میں سکون نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں سکون نصیب فرما, شادامی نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں سکون نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے بچے بچیوں کو میرے مولا تو حیا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کو دین نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کو چار دیواری نصیب فرما, یا میرے مولا, یا میرے مولا انہیں ہمارے ان کے ایسے اعمال سے کرا جو ہماری آخرت کا ذریعہ بنے, یا اللہ ہماری آخرت کی بخشش کا ذریعہ بنے, اے میرے مولا ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا, اے میرے مولا ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا, یا اللہ ایسی اولاد عطا فرما جو فرما بردار ہو, یا اللہ ایسی اولاد عطا فرما جو کہنا ماننے والی ہو, یا اللہ ایسے اولاد عطا فرما میرے مولا جو مننے کے بعد صدقہ دینے والی ہو, عصال دینے والی ہو, تلاوت کرنے والی ہو, یا اللہ ہمارے لیے استغفار کرنے والی ہو, اے میرے مولا نافرمان اولاد سے ہمیں بچا, یا اللہ ہمارے ضعیف اور آخری عمر ہماری یا میرے مولا بہترین عمر کا حصہ بنا دے, یا اللہ ہماری آخری عمر بہترین عمر کا حصہ بنا دے, یا اللہ آخری عمر ہمارا بہترین عمر کا حصہ بنا دے, یا اللہ تو ہمارا آخری اعمال بہترین اعمال بنا دے, یا اللہ ہمارا آخری اعمال بہترین اعمال بنا دے, یا اللہ سب سے اچھا دن وہ بنا جس دن تیرے سے ملنا ہو میرے مولا, تیری ملاقات ہو یا میرے مولا, جب اس دنیا سے ہم جا رہے ہیں میرے مولا, تمام زندگی کے دنوں میں سب سے خوبصورت دن وہ بنا دے, اے رحم الرحیمین, اے اکرم الاکرمین, یا اللہ جس کے لیے تم نے کائنات کو پیدا فرمایا, پوری کائنات کو سجایا, یا اللہ جس کے لیے تم نے پوری کائنات کو سجایا, یا اللہ جس کے لیے تمام انبیاء اپنی خواہشات ظاہر کرتے رہے, یا میرے مولا, یا اللہ وہ تیرا حبیب ہے, یا اللہ وہ تیرا حبیب ہے میرے مولا, اس کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کی سنت پہ چلنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما دے, آپ کی شریعت سے ہمیں محبت نصیب فرما دے, یا میرے مولا سرکار دو عالم کی شفاعت نصیب فرما دے, یا اللہ سرکار دو عالم کے ہاتھ سے ہمیں جامع قوثر نصیب فرما دے, اے میرے مولا قبر میں جب ہم پہ سوال کیے جائیں, یا کہیں ہمارے اپنے حبیب کو, ہمارے نبی کو, ہمارے آقا کو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہماری مدد کے لیے لیا خبر میرے مولا, یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما, یا اللہ تو اپنا رحم فرما, یا اللہ اس حق تو فیل شدی بارگاہ میں پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ہے, تو ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, اے میرے مولا ہم پناہ مانگتے ہیں ہر اس شر سے جو ہم جانتے ہیں یا ہم نہیں جانتے, یا اللہ ہر اس شر سے جو جلدی آنے والا ہے یا دیر میں آنے والا ہے, اے میرے مولا ہم تجھ سے سوال کرتے ہیں ہر اس خیر کا جو ہم جانتے ہیں یا نہیں جانتے, یا اللہ جو جلد آنے والا ہے جو دیر میں آنے والا ہے, اے میرے مولا تمام نیک نیک چیزیں اللہ تم ہمارے اعمال میں جمع فرما, برائیوں سے تو ہمارا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہمیں دور فرما, یا اللہ تو ہمیں جنت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ تو ہمیں جنت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ تو ہمیں جنت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہم جہنم سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہم جہنم سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہم جہنم سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وعلي صحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين.